Now, before you zone out on the words public plan, let's try substituting those words with public airplane. President Obama wants all Americans to get to Healthyville. Right now, there are many ways to get there, including flying on big, fancy air carriers. They offer legroom and complimentary drinks. Maybe there's an in-seat TV and a hot towel, if you can afford it. The trouble is, it's getting more expensive to travel, and some people can't afford to travel at all. So the president wants to create, say, Government Air, which will offer you a ride in a public airplane.
We have your attention. We'd like to put on our safety features to properly fasten your seatbelts.
It's just as sturdy as those other guys, probably a 737, but it might lack a few of the perks. It might be a little more crowded, and there will probably not be free meals on the public plane, but you will have a seat, and you will get to your destination, Healthyville.
Please remind you once again that this is a non-smoking flight. There's to be no smoking anywhere on the aircraft.
Now, suppose the idea for this new mode of travel, the public plane, catches on. People really like it. And the current carriers start to take notice. The private health insurance companies, the current carriers, get nervous.
Anticipate a loss of cabin pressure. Should it occur, four masks will automatically fall from over your head.
They say they are providing the best service possible already. They fire off letters of protest and claim that if the government steps in, they will be driven out of business. The president says not to worry. Like good capitalists, the current carriers will start cutting their prices to attract the customers back. Because if demand is high for lower prices, the market will produce lower prices.
Now we do invite you to sit back and relax. Your approximate flight time is 1 hour.
And then perhaps the cost of health care stops skyrocketing into the stratosphere, which was President Obama's hope all along. April Fulton, NPR News.